coming to me. They'll miss me desperately at the times, but they'll just have to make do. He took another sip, swirled the liquid around in his mouth. Nora Kelly, Expedition Number 3. You couldn't have asked for a better anniversary present. Nora glanced at him sardonically. I thought tonight's dinner was my anniversary present. That's right, it was. And it was perfect, thanks. Smithback winked back. He'd treated Nora to his favorite restaurant, Café des Artistes, on West 67th. It was the perfect place for a romantic meal. The soft, seductive lighting, the cozy banquettes, the titillating artwork of Howard Chandler Christie, and then, on top of everything else, the sublime food. Smithback realized Nora was looking at him. There was a promise in those eyes and that sly smile of another anniversary present to come. He kissed her cheek, pulled her closer. She sighed. They gave me every dime I asked for. Smithback mumbled his response. He was content to snuggle with his wife and perform a mental post-mortem on the meal he'd just consumed. He'd sharpened his appetite with a brace of dirty martinis, followed by a charcuterie plate. And for a main course, he could never resist the steak bernaise, rare, accompanied by pommes frites and a savory dollop of creamed spinach, and, of course, he'd had a hearty helping of Nora's loin of venison. And you know what that means? I'll be able to complete my analysis of the spread of the Kachina cult through the Southwest. That's fantastic. Dessert had been chocolate fondue for two, accompanied by a plate of delightfully malodorous French cheeses. Smithback let his free hand settle lightly over his stomach. Nora fell silent, and they lay there a moment, satisfied to enjoy each other's company. Smithback stole a glance at his wife. A feeling of contentment settled slowly over him like a blanket. He wasn't a religious man, not exactly, and yet he felt blessed to be here, in a classy apartment in the world's greatest city, holding down the job he'd always dreamed of. And in Nora he'd found no less than the perfect companion. They'd been through a lot in the years since they'd first met, but the trouble and the danger had only served to bring them closer. She was not only beautiful, svelte, gainfully and eagerly employed, immune to nagging, empathetic, intelligent, she'd also proven to be the ideal soulmate. Looking at her, he smiled despite himself. Nora was quite simply too good to be true. Nora roused herself. Can't let myself get too comfortable. Not yet, anyway. Why not? She disentangled herself and walked into the kitchen to grab her purse. There's one more errand I have to run. Smithback blinked. At this hour? I'll be back in 10 minutes. She returned to the couch and leaned over him, one hand smoothing his cowlick as she kissed him. Don't go anywhere, big boy, she murmured. Are you kidding? I'll be a regular Rock of Gibraltar. She smiled, stroked his hair again, then headed for the front door. Be careful, he called after her. Don't forget those weird little packages we've been getting. Don't worry, I'm a grown-up girl. A moment later, the door closed and the lock turned. Smithback put his hands behind his head and stretched out on the sofa with a sigh, giving the port another sip. He heard her footsteps recede down the corridor, heard the chime of the elevator. Then all was quiet save for the low hum of the city outside. He could guess where she'd gone, to the patisserie around the corner. They made his favorite specialty cakes, and they were open until midnight. Smithback was particularly partial to their praline genoise with Calvados buttercream. With any luck, that was the cake Nora had ordered for tonight's celebration. He lounged there, in the dimly lit apartment, listening to Manhattan breathe. The cocktails he'd consumed had slowed everything down just a little. He recalled a line from a Thurber short story, drowsily contented, mistily contented. He had always felt an unreasoning fondness for the writings of fellow journalist James Thurber, along with those of pulp fictioneer Robert E. Howard. One, he felt, had always tried too hard, the other not hard enough. For some reason, he found his thoughts spiraling back to the summer day when he'd first met Nora.